welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program.
Welcome into the Tuesday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. Thank you for tuning in today and being a part of this time and making it a part of your day. We do not take that lightly, take it for granted. From the depths of our heart, thank you so much for your prayers and support of the Fellowship Tract League. God has been so good in allowing us to get the gospel in the hands of those who would put it in the hearts of those round about the world that they could come to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior. And I believe with everything that's in me that the only hope we have is found in the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and in the finished work on Calvary. And that's what we tell people about through the printed page and the Word of God in a gospel tract. And so thank you so much for your prayers and support of the Fellowship Tract League. If you want to know more about it, you can go to our website, fellowshiptractleague.org. That's fellowshiptractleague.org. And we're so thankful for what the Lord is doing through this ministry and appreciate your being a part. Lord willing, be along with you with those thoughts concerning prayer here in just a few moments. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
This letter from Richard from New Jersey, now in North Carolina. My name is Richard. I moved to North Carolina and the devil got into me and now I got arrested for breaking and entering and I am in jail for 3 months. I pray every night, but it seemed like nothing good happens. When I read the tract, it opened my eyes. It is tract number 120, paid in full. And I know what I deserve, and I deserve to burn in hell, but I am asking for forgiveness from God. I hope that you guys write me back with more information. I want to live eternally in His name. My mom died. I don't know. My dad went from foster home to foster home. Now I am in a foster home, and I'm staying with for 5 years. She's 78 years old. Life can be hard, but now I'm saved. Thank you, Fellowship Tract League.
Dear Fellowship Tract League, my name is Desiree, and I found this gospel tract. I don't know where it came from or how it got there, but I felt an urge to pick it up and read it. I don't go to church like I should, and my family doesn't talk about the Lord, but I know that I am saved, and I really want to be more connected with God. I feel like God used this because I have a difficult time talking to people. I would like some of these gospel tracts to be able to help win others to the Lord. Sincerely, Desiree.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Thank you for tuning in to the Fellowship Broadcast today. And we started announcing this week the Bread of Life Camp Meeting. Hope that you will mark your calendars and plan on being a part of that. It will be May the 20th through the 23rd. Some powerful preaching, wonderful singing, and we are thankful for the Fellowship Tract League. And this is always a special time of year. Be some special work taking place at the track league, and packing of tracks and things of that nature takes place. And God changed my life as I was there a number of years ago, and so thankful and honored and really in awe that God would allow me to be a part of it now is a great blessing. And we're thankful to be serving the Lord as church planters in South Dakota, but also be able to be a part of producing the broadcast. What an honor it is. And we're thankful for the Fellowship Tract League and look forward to camp meeting coming up May the 20th through the 23rd. And we believe with all of our heart the presence of the Lord will be the stamp of approval upon this meeting. And so we encourage you to be a part of it as it's coming up here just around the corner. Want to finish up the thoughts we've been looking at on prayer over the last number of weeks out of the Lord's Prayer in Luke chapter number 11. The scripture says, "When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." If we were to go back to Matthew chapter number 6 and look in that passage of scripture, here's what he says in leading up to that prayer when he says, "After this manner, therefore pray ye." And so he's setting a pattern for us to pray after, a pattern for us to follow when it comes to the subject of prayer. And in this passage of scripture, he ends it as we looked at yesterday, "And lead us not into temptation." And we'll get to this thought in just a moment. "But deliver us from evil." There's a little bit extra as found from the view of Matthew in Matthew chapter number 6, when he says, "For thine is the kingdom and the power, the glory forever and ever. Amen." And so when we come to this passage of scripture, I'd like to finish these thoughts concerning prayer on there is a reassurance when it comes to prayer. And the reassurance is this. He says it later on as he gives the illustrations concerning prayer. And he says, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." He also said in 1 John, he said, "If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." And if we know that he hear us, then we have the petitions that we desired of him. And he tells us that if any two agree as touching one thing, that it shall be done of my Father in heaven. The God of heaven has given us a reassurance in this truth. And the truth is this, that God hears and answers prayer. God hears and answers prayer. And the reassurance that we can have is not only does he reassure us that he will do what he said he will do and that he hears and answers prayer, but that he has the ability to do so. That's what he comes down to the ultimate end of it in Matthew, is he says, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory." You have the ability to do it. We desire for you to do it, and we'll glorify you if you do it. Oh, that God would help us to grasp a hold the importance and the power of prayer and not come to it in a very doubting manner, because James warns us of this, doesn't he? He said that if any man, he said that we should come to him. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. But what does he remind us in James chapter number 4? He says, "Ye have not because ye ask not." God hears and answers prayer. God desires for us to enter into his presence. Like the songwriter wrote, "Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer." And oh, that God would help us, that we would not limit ourselves to a few moments here and a few moments there, but that we would live a life of prayer. That we would live a life of prayer. For to live a life of prayer is to live a life of power. And to live a life of prayer is to live a life in the presence of God. And to live a life of prayer is to live a life protected by the presence and the will and the power and the anointing of the Holy God of heaven. And you can be reassured that God will do exactly what he said he will do. He has the power and the ability to do it, and he'll do it for his glory and for his honor. What a glorious privilege it is to bring our burdens and concerns, to cast all our care upon the Lord, to seek and to find, to knock and to see it open, and to ask and to have it given to us. What a glorious honor it is that the God of heaven, who could do all things without us, desires to include us in this means of prayer. Have you been in his presence today? Have you been in his presence according to the principles of the Word of God? If not, I challenge you, let this be a life-changing day in your life, and let's get into the presence of an Almighty God.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?